You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Alden Gonzalez, and I am here with the Angels' new utility infielder, Cliff Pennington. Cliff, you signed with the Angels pretty early in the offseason. What attracted you about their situation?
I mean, obviously it's a good team. Played against them for a long time back when I was in Oakland, and really offered a call right away and talked to them quite a bit. And I had a good opportunity to get some playing time and help this team and do a lot of things that I like to do. So it was a good fit.
You impressed a lot of people with your pitching performance in the playoffs last year. This is kind of a weird question, but did that help your free agency at all, you think?
It was a conversation we had with a few teams, and my agent was on board with it. We had some casual conversations, but it was nothing with the Angels, and it had never progressed to something that was anything serious with anybody. But it was talked about a little bit.
And by conversations, you mean like teams were like, "Oh, maybe we could use you in sort of a hybrid pitching role."
Well, we were, when talking to some teams about straight utility, there was potentially some talk about, well, maybe throw a few innings to save a bullpen guy here or there throughout the course of the year. Nothing more than probably 6 to 10 innings, I don't know, in a year. But it never was anything that was talked about with the Angels, so we didn't worry about it.
Is it fun for you to do that?
I think it would be. I didn't ever get close enough for having done the regular thing, but the one time was definitely fun.
Cliff, a lot of big leaguers will talk about that. Your job is kind of the hardest in baseball because it's coming in late for defense with the game on the line or not knowing when you're going to start, not getting the consistent amount of playing time. How long did it kind of take you to kind of get adjusted to a role like that?
I don't know. I mean, for the most part, I had fairly regular playing time, especially early when I was in Arizona. Oakland started every day, so I didn't have it there. But got to Arizona, and I had to learn how to do it a little bit more there. I don't know. It's just you can't have the built-in excuse of, I don't have timing, or I haven't, played or whatever. If you have that in your mind at all going in, then you're not going to play well. So, you got to get rid of those excuses before they're an option.
I remember when John McDonald was here, talked about like kind of building a routine during games that can kind of get him ready for defense late. Do you have a routine that you have while the game's going on, if you're going to come in late for defense and things like that, that kind of works for you? Have you found something like that?
Well, I've never been a defensive replacement, so I don't. If that ends up happening here, then yeah, I probably will have to figure that out. But I've never been to replace my voice, come pinch hit or, come in on double switch or something, but it was never as a defensive guy. So to say that I know exactly what I'm going to do there, I don't think so, but I don't think it'll be hard to get ready to come into a game.
How do you look at your season last year? It's hard to judge when you're not playing every day, obviously, but the offensive numbers weren't as good as they had been before. What do you point to in that?
Oh, I just didn't swing the bat very well. I mean, the two previous years doing that, I swung the bat all right. Not even as good as I wanted to then, but definitely much better than last year. And last year was just one of those years that just didn't start off well, and it didn't go up much from there after that either. But, as part of the game, still tried to find a way to help the team any way I could. And, batting average wasn't necessarily the way I was doing it, but my walks were pretty good last year, and then defensively and stuff like that, just helping the team any way I can.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.